Greetings, this is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, Jewish disciple of Musashi. I am Jewish, but I'm not a Jew. I don't like the term, and it's not me. I'm part racially Semitic, and I've got other good stuff in my DNA, or whatever. Everybody's a mix in America, and that's how it is, no matter what people say. But I want to do this right because Musashi is the real deal, and I've been in real deal combat where like studying Musashi was a serious issue, including legal combat where you have to like pace the tonality of the little kangaroo faggot, like that faggot ass trick Jimmy James Cramer kangaroo of Alameda County, Infernal and Inferior. Those fools who have the nerve to print like property of Alameda County on their jail suits, like they own you forever if you get arrested for a DUI because cannabis is outlawed. In large part because faggots like Joe Rogan, who Hollywood like pumps up as credible, like won't even report on like the real most basic fundamental issue in cannabis, that everything is fake news due to pulp timber contracts, like that sort of thing. So yeah, Musashi, sword saint. I never met the guy. and I'm not sure I would have wanted to, because I don't know. Who knows? But I have read his works, and you best believe I'd like to be cool with Musashi, if possible. Even to the point of like smoking some weed in a cave with him somewhere. Like, because his stuff is so deep compared to everything out there. Musashi, I'm not flattering you. I'm just saying like your books are better than most out there. Genghis Khan too, Mongolian proverbs, like the beef that they had like back in those days with like Mongolians invading China and the issue of the first revolution in arms before artificial intelligence, gunpowder, like using weaponized law and technology to like destroy cities. Like the Mongols wanted to sail boats down to Japan and do like rape and destroy missions on the Japanese. And it's kind of a funny image, like Mongolians like in boats. Like I don't know how that whole thing worked, and or if it's true. It sounds kind of like fantastic, but like the story goes that like a tornado came and like just wiped the ships out. And who knows, it could have just been like Musashi's spirits, like, nah, go home. stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate, but where am I going with this? Oh, the martial arts world. I'm not into it. The USA martial arts scene, it sucks. I took jiu-jitsu and I did Hindu squats and got really strong. And my coach, Ronaldo Santos, just said over and over, you use steroids. You use steroids. You use steroids. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't use steroids. I'm not an idiot. I'm not trying to fuck up my nuts for fake muscle. Like muscle so big you can't even climb a fucking ladder. Like, that's not my thing. I don't know why you'd, whatever, if that's your thing, go for it. Like, I wouldn't mess with like certain bodybuilders. Definitely not. But, yeah, like accusations of being on steroids. And then my coach leaving town after I tapped him like one time and he was gone without, so I could not progress in jiu-jitsu. And like every turn, everywhere I go, I'm blackballed. Like, that faggot ass homosexual trick geek, Danny Zelig of Krav Maga. He trains, another faggot, Danny Schulman, down in, Silicon Valley, another innocent, a pure and innocent and harmless, LGBTQ faggot, who runs an extortion racket with Peter Thiel to freeze accounts, PayPal accounts of every heterosexual man on earth. An attempted genocide with collusion from the gay pride community. And pretty much most females out there are down with the idea. Like team up with the gay boys and genocide all the men that are like, nah, fuck that idiotic fucking AIDS infested faggot ass shit. So yeah, Musashi and Genghis Khan are definitely an issue in artificial intelligence, and also Sun Tzu. I definitely studied Sun Tzu also. Mine's an Asian. Wowels is a very Asian brand. All across the boards. If you're an Asian kid, an Asian male, like those like kids in Japan who are like, yeah, this society is like messed up. I need to go wander like those woods and like jump in a volcano. I hear you guys. But this is the pro, it's the men's rights brand. You know, women can take it or leave it. I don't give a fuck about bitches. Jesse G don't love no hoes, and they know. That's why they don't be fucking with me. Hold on one second. So yeah, I have experience in software development. Like, give me the technology specs. How do these brain chips work? How does it work, like, interface with your brain to like transmute your brain? How does it download it to the internet? Like, voice isn't good enough to like get your point across and like leave your legacy in this world. You need to like try to squeeze it out like you're taking a shit. How does it work? Do you just like focus your brain and like transmit Wi-Fi to the World Wide Web with your special chip from Elon Musk? That's tested on pigs and lab rats that faggot ass geeks like Joe Rogan pump up as like a must have, but diss the real application of AI as not even relevant or worthy of a returned email about paid advertising. Fuck you, bitch. Get shipped. I don't give a fuck about you. More Musashi? Musashi on AI? I don't think Musashi would want like a corporation putting a chip in his brain, but that's just my opinion. So yeah, the whole thing with War Machine, I saw him win a fight. It was a long time ago, but like he was getting like, it was a tough back and forth fight, but at the end he got his gas tank and won. And I'm pretty damn sure it was because he was doing Hindu squats and not steroids. Like, I could recognize it. And lo and behold, like within a couple of years, he's getting like life in prison after being set up on domestic violence abuse charges, probably by Dana White and some of those USC cats in Vegas. Like, nah, we gotta deep six this dude. He doesn't want to do our, like, steroids deal. And War Machine, like, whatever. I'm not into tattoos. Like I agree with Dana White. Like, get the shit on a t-shirt before you go crazy with this stuff. Like, try it out for, like, a year. You know, I'm very Jewish that way, like the whole tattoo thing. Like, I haven't gone all in on like trashy tattoos of like Snoopy, but hold on one second. But yeah, War Machine, I think they set him up. Like, how does a dude like get like the liquid courage to like bust into a UFC fighter's house and like fuck his girlfriend? Like, how did that all happen? What were the logistics of it? Oh, and he was so shaken up over. What's that bitch's name? Mac. What's her name? Cindy Mac? I don't even remember her name. But he was like all penitent in jail. Like, I found love. Just don't kangaroo kick me anymore. Like that's what was going on. I know how this shit works with these faggot ass bitches in the judiciary, in the media. Like, slandering you is in love with a bitch who you wouldn't even let suck your fucking dick. Oh, and then War Machine hung himself. He hung himself from the leg of a bunk bed. There aren't bunk beds in jail or prison. It's flat surfaces. But he was so in love. And Wikipedia, the most credible faggot-ass geek, fucking British aerospace faggot boy. What's that faggot's name? The aerospace geek, the virgin. He's a virgin. I'm sure he's a virgin. I'm sure that guy's a virgin with the Rocket Man fucking him up the ass. Those faggots. I know him and Rocket Man hooked up. Yeah, on Wikipedia, they said he was so beaten up over it, he hung himself. And Vegas PD found an unresponsive. You cannot render yourself unconscious in jail. Newsflash, it doesn't go down like that. Even if those bitches at HBO... you know, do little propaganda pieces like The Wire with D'Angelo Barksdale hanging himself with a do-rag in a jail library. It's just media cover-up by more of these fair and honest and balanced journalists, these cocksuckers who will never report on cannabis because they make all their money from printing their fucking fake-ass shit on paper made from pulp timber. Oh, they're so environmentalist. You guys are so up on the times. Your reporting is so cutting edge and real. Get fucked, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Get chipped like a pig or a fucking lab rat. Run on that fucking rat race of America and never get anywhere.